Thanks for listening to the Get Over Yourself podcast, brought to you by Carol Fit Stationary Bike Program, 8-minute workouts to get super fit. Perfect Keto, the cleanest, highest potency ketone supplements. MOFO, male optimization formula with organs to boost testosterone. Let's get checked at home testing kits. Try LGC.com. Almost Heaven, beautiful compact home use sauna kits. Brad's macadamia masterpiece, the mind-blowing nut butter blend. And check out bradkearns.com/shop, my personal selection of favorite products for health, fitness, and peak performance. And here we go with the show.
Implementing zero tolerance policy for any plastic touching your food or drink. Nothing's worse than microwaving a meal in a plastic container because the heating up inside the microwave will cause the plastic to leach into the food that you're about to eat. When we're talking about sunscreen, we're going to discover that almost all of them are pretty offensive. If you must use a sunscreen, look for a simple zinc oxide and try to get most of your sun protection from clothing and hats. And we've been told for a long time that the antibacterial products, the super strong stuff, have an assortment of objections, including weakening your own natural resistance to bacteria, over-sanitizing your environment. But of course, in the times of a global pandemic, probably a lot of us are going to put that information on the sideline for a bit and maybe use more of these products to be super safe.
Hey, hey, number eight, you're doing great on the MOFO mission. Number eight, we're going to call protect yourself. So mainly we will discuss the uniquely modern and horrific problem of exposure to environmental estrogens for the first time in history, an emerging field of scientific study. Not everything is definite yet, but we definitely want to be on the safe side when we come across these estrogenic compounds in our environment. So the big ticket items we'll get into much more detail, but quickly, you're going to eliminate all plastics touching your food or drink. You're going to avoid high estrogenic foods, namely soy, corn, and flax. Shouldn't be eating that stuff anyway. You're going to try to find all natural skin and personal care products. So anything that you put on your skin or into your body is the most offensive. There's other exposures that we get in air pollution and municipal water supply, taking a shower and all that stuff, but just the big ticket stuff, easy to take a transition here and minimize your exposure. Also, go looking for eco-friendly home cleaners and laundry detergents. Yeah, getting away from those name brands. So when we talk about protecting yourself, we should also mention some other areas. One of them is electromagnetic fields exposure. If you listen to a lot of podcasts with progressive health experts, you'll know that this is a huge area of concern. Still hasn't caught on the mainstream. You can call up your wireless provider right now and ask them if 5G is a concern or dangerous to human health, and they'll say, of course not. And then we have a large body of work and highly respected experts like Dr. Joe Mercola, who's really high on this and talks about it a lot. There's a book called EMF'd that I have, and I'm working my way through, and it's pretty scary. It's unfortunate that we have to add another thing to our to-do list to try to be healthy. But again, you can take those basic steps, and especially at night. This is a great point made by my podcast guest, Brian Hoyer, who's an expert in protecting your home from EMF dangers. And he says, during the day, when we're in sympathetic nervous system dominance, we're going, we're active, we're burning energy, we are less susceptible to the dangers of EMF as we are when we really need to activate that parasympathetic function and get some rest and a good night's sleep. So if you can kind of optimize your home, at least at nighttime, by turning off your Wi-Fi when you go to bed, turning off electromagnetic field emitting devices in your bedroom, especially. Hopefully, you can get one of those remote control plug devices where you turn off the entire circuit when you go to sleep. But if you do need things plugged in, like my air purifier plugged in, we're going to try to get the electrical devices as far away from the head as possible, especially charging your phone, because you don't want your phone within reach anyway, unless you're my sister, Dr. Katie, and you're on call for delivering a baby, which she is often, then she has an excuse. The rest of us, come on now. So if we can turn off Wi-Fi at night, when you're talking on the cell phone, that mobile device is a huge offender because it's with us all the time. Try to use the speakerphone. Keep the big guy away from your ear. If you have to use earbuds, AirPods, the Bluetooth devices, I'm not a huge fan, but I use them because I'd rather have that than my hand my phone up to my ear. Also, an OtterBox has been shown to provide significant protection, not only against your cracking screen, but against EMF. So how cool is that? I love those guys, OtterBox. Yeah, I had a problem. I broke it putting it on. They sent me a new one for free. What an awesome company. I should get those guys to advertise, huh? And if you get really big into this EMF protection idea, if you find yourself to be EMF sensitive, oh my gosh, and those people, you may have heard about the community somewhere in the eastern USA where it's a EMF-free zone, so there's no technology. They go to great lengths to make this place completely dead. So if you're driving on the highway through this area, you will all of a sudden lose reception, and people are finding amazing healing from getting away from the electromagnetic fields. I had a great podcast with Tanya Teschke also, where we talked about this, and she's a big proponent of EMF protection. She says the smart meter that the utility company installs on the side of your home is a real disaster because it's emitting a big signal all the time rather than the old school one. So try not to upgrade or demand that they remove it. Tell them you're an EMF sensitive person. So lots of tips there. You can get grounding mats or sheets that have grounding protection, a shield over your bed, like kind of a lacy princess type of covering where you go inside, you know, like a mosquito shield or something. So those kind of things, if you're really into it. But take care of the basic steps for sure. Another way to protect yourself is from excess indoor light exposure, especially after dark. So you can switch out regular light bulbs with those now recently popular soft light tungsten bulbs, you know, where you see the orange filament inside the glass and it looks cool and retro. Those are also much healthier than the bright white colored blasting bulb that has that offensive blue light spectrum that's going into your central nervous system at night when your body's trying to wind down and produce melatonin in concert with your circadian rhythm, which is highly influenced by the rising and setting of the sun and has been so for 2.5 million years until the invention of artificial indoor light. I have great lengthy shows on that, breather shows, if you want to get deeper into that. So this time we're just going to say, try to mellow your environment, get rid of that excess blue light using the tungsten bulbs. You can get the orange colored bug bulbs. You can find that at a home supply store and switch out certain lamps if you don't need the super bright intensity. Also, the Himalayan salt lamps. Love those things. I buy the little ones and give them as gifts for people. Everyone's so happy to get their nice salt lamp, and I'm such a huge fan. I finally went big time onto eBay and bought a 100-pound one. So they sell really huge ones. And oh my gosh, it's a beautiful artwork centerpiece. It lights up and illuminates the room with that beautiful yellow-orange hue that's far less offensive than the bright lights. Also, consider getting a houseplant in the rooms where you spend most time in, because these have been shown to neutralize the outgassing that comes from toxic consumer products and stale indoor air. Furthermore, a HEPA filter, a combination filter / deionizer, traps 99.9% of the offensive particles, things like smoke from the fires outdoors. If you live in the Western USA, oh my gosh, 2020 was a tough one. Also, things that come from pets, dust, other allergens in the home. So crank that HEPA filter and deionizer. I use it for my white noise machine at night. So putting it on a nice high level, you get a beautiful hum and you're getting clean, molecularly energized air blown into your indoor environment. So there's this thing called negative ions. Yes, they're very healthy, even because the term negative, but these are the electrically charged air particles that come in natural settings, such as windy areas, large bodies of water, especially cascading water, like underneath a waterfall. You are literally standing in electrically energized air, and that's why you feel so refreshed and energizing when you spend a long day outside hiking versus being cramped up in an enclosed space indoors where the air is stale and actually devoid of energy. Same with pollution in urban environments. This air has a preponderance of positive ions as opposed to the healthy and energetic negative ions. So when you look at the term deionizer on your air filter, HEPA filter combination deionizer, it's generating negative ions into the airspace. Super cool stuff. But on this show, let's get more into the exposure to estrogens, because this has been an interesting new area for me to explore. I can't say I was highly informed until recently. Listened to a great podcast with Dr. Anthony Jay, who wrote the book Estrogeneration: How Estrogenics Are Making You Fat, Sick, and Infertile. And Dr. Jay was on the Fundamental Health podcast with Dr. Paul Saladino. So a great show there. They get deep into it. And we're going to give you some nice summary and takeaway points here. I also had a great podcast with Hilda Gore on the Wise Traditions podcast. Okay, so grab his book if you're really into it, or listen to those shows. And the main sources of environmental estrogens, and so these are estrogenic compounds that promote estrogen production in the body. Not good for females either, because we're worried about excess estrogen, right? Environmental influences throwing off your natural healthy estrogen balance. And for males, yes, we don't want breasts, so we want to really minimize that outside estrogenic exposure. So, number one, plastics. Implement a zero tolerance policy for any plastic touching your food or drink. Unless, of course, you're absolutely thirsty and you can't find anything but a plastic water bottle. But usually we can source glass, and that's vastly superior, especially to those cheap disposable plastics. I know you bike riders out there, you're not going to be putting a stainless steel bottle into your cage for a bike ride. So you can get the sturdier plastic that a good quality water bottle company will make. I know Specialized Water Bottles has some info on their website about the plastic that they use being a little more resilient and sturdy than a cheaper bicycle water bottle. So absolute bare minimum for plastic touching food or drink. And nothing's worse than microwaving a meal in a plastic container, because the heating up inside the microwave will cause the plastic to leach into the food that you're about to eat. So no good. Especially also bad is when the disposable plastic water bottles get heated up in the sun. And I've been guilty of drinking those the next morning. Maybe they were sitting in my car during a hot day, and it's nice and cool in the morning. I drink it, but the plastic is now into the water supply. So it's so easy to go and get stainless steel or glass containers for your water, refill them. I have a fantastic, I think it's a 64 ounce from Clean Canteen, K-L-E-A-N Canteen. And I've been buying their stuff for a long time, giving it out as gifts. And it's nice to not have to refill constantly or be throwing away a lot of plastic. So get your plastic game handled. And then we go into the area of personal care products. So anything that touches your body, of course, skincare products, cosmetics, perfumes, colognes, and laundry detergent, making your clothes smell fresh and fake. Ah, I can't stand that detergent smell. But there's so many other healthy options now that are proliferating. Dr. Bronner's being the pioneer in this field. And when you think about their wonderful Castile soap product, that's basically all that I've put on my body for the last several decades since I started getting into big use of this alternative product. You can use it for shampoo, shampoo, showering soap. You can use it as a house cleaner, and it's all natural, eco-friendly, with a great message on the bottle. When we're talking about sunscreen, we're going to discover that almost all of them are pretty offensive, with the common ingredients like oxybenzone, octinoxate, harming health, harming the environment. If you must use a sunscreen, look for a simple zinc oxide and try to get most of your sun protection from clothing and hats. So maybe you're going to get it on your nose, your hands, your ears, places that you're really vulnerable if you're at risk of excess exposure, skin cancer, all that stuff. But mainly, we have a prominent goal of getting more sun exposure, especially over the large skin surface areas of the body, to promote vitamin D production, where the vast majority of modern citizens are deficient or severely deficient in vitamin D. And I believe you can download a free ebook about vitamin D that Mark Sisson and I wrote a long time ago if you sign up for the bradkearns.com email newsletter. But basically, get out there, exposure large skin surfaces to direct sunlight in the times of peak solar intensity, times of day and times of year in your area, and watch out for those sunscreens, even the healthy sounding ones. I'm going to do some extensive quoting from an article shortly that will go into detail there. The household cleaning products, we've been told for a long time that the antibacterial products, the super strong stuff, have an assortment of objections, including weakening your own natural resistance to bacteria, over-sanitizing your environment. But of course, in the times of a global pandemic, probably a lot of us are going to put that information on the sideline for a bit and maybe use more of these products to be super safe. But around the house in general, if you can find those eco-friendly products, I've discovered Mrs. Meyer's Clean Day has a great assortment of products all the way down the line, from, you know, dish soap, laundry soap, hand soap. Okay, so you can kind of try your best to use the eco-friendly household cleaning products, especially on stuff touching your skin. And then in the category of food, staying away from soy, corn, and flax, noting that these foods have 100 times more phytoestrogens, that's the source of estrogens found in plants, than any other foods. Okay, so there's a great article on the website called Biodynamic Wellness, and it's talking about the top 10 estrogenics and ways to minimize exposure. So the categories of estrogens that we find in today's world. Number one, phytoestrogens, or estrogens coming from plants. These are natural, right? It's coming from a plant. And so it's deemed to be the least harmful, as opposed to the estrogens that come from herbicides and commercial soaps and things like that. Nevertheless, these plant hormones act like estrogen in the body. So the least you could do is get rid of the super offenders of soy, corn, and flax. The second category they call mycoestrogens, and this estrogen is produced by fungus and is a growing concern because they happen inside these massive grain silos. So the molds that accumulate on these monocultural farms, they get into the grain supply of the diet. And also, if you're not eating a ton of grains, note that it's also getting into the feed of the conventionally raised animal. So your steak, your pork, any of the grains you're eating could be containing these mycoestrogens. So all the more reason to stay away from grains and source grass-fed meat. It also can accumulate in moldy conditions. So if you have a lousy basement apartment that's damp and dark and you're subjected to mold, oh my gosh, you hear Bulletproof Dave Asprey talk about how his health was destroyed by living in a moldy childhood environment. So a good one to stay away from. And the third in the category is the herbicide estrogenic called atrazine. used heavily in spraying on corn and other grain crops in America, China, and other food export countries. It also is a major contaminant in drinking water, and it's been outlawed in Europe since 2004. So we got to get with the program. Maybe someday we will. But in the meanwhile, again, staying away from that traditionally produced GMO products like corn, soy, and other grains. The next category is triclosan and APEs, and they're known as the soap estrogenic because they're found in cleaning products, soaps, and lubricants. Again, that's why we want to source these natural products that stay away from these chemicals. Interestingly, triclosan and the APEs prefer to latch onto skin rather than be washed off with water. Not surprisingly, Europe has banned their use, and even China strongly regulates them. The next category is sunscreen, where you find BP and 4-MBC. These are the nasty chemicals that are found in most cheap sunblock lotions, sometimes even more high-end seeming sunblocks. So you want to stay away from these chemicals if they're listed on the label. MBC would be benzophenone and 4-methylbenzylidene camphor. If you see those words on your sunscreen, toss it in the garbage, in the rubbish bin. Number 6 is red dye number 3. You've probably heard of that from food concerns going back a long time. But red dye number 3 and also present in red dye number 40 still have not been completely banned in the USA. Wow. And there's also a bunch of pseudonyms for these items. So if you can avoid all food that's been artificially colored red, very, very good idea. Number 7 is parabens. That's the fragrance estrogenic, often found in cosmetics and disguised in the ingredient list named as fragrances in general. So we definitely want to get these out of laundry detergents because the aroma, that strong aroma that the brand name laundry detergents give off will help you get those from your clothes into your skin. One study found that over 90% of umbilical cords contain parabens as well as the human breast milk. Phthalates is the plastic additive estrogenic. These are found in plastics. Even though it's not a main ingredient, it's an additive that is able to transfer out of the plastic container or what have you very easily. So they can be found in everything from plastic wrap used over food, vinyl floors, baby crib mattresses, cash register receipts, assorted fragrances and perfumes, and many medical devices. Number 9 is BPA and BPS. And you might have heard of these terms when it comes to the type of plastic water bottle that you're using. You'll see the designation BPA-free, which is obviously a step up if it doesn't say that. But again, we're going to try to go for stainless steel too. And the 10th one on the list from the article on biodynamic wellness, top 10 estrogenics and ways to minimize them is the birth control pill. So in this case, 60% of women on the planet are currently using chemical contraceptives that contain this offender EE2. And most of it eventually gets urinated out of the human body and recycled back into the drinking water at surprisingly high levels, meaning we're all exposed to it. Water treatment plants are good at killing viruses and bacteria, but they're terrible in removing estrogenics. And also, these chemicals take years to degrade in the environment. Whew! Okay, now let's wrap this show up with the article's suggestion of top 9 ways to minimize estrogenic exposure. Number 1 is listen to a podcast from Dr. Anthony J. He explains how estrogenic chemicals are wreaking havoc on our body's hormone balance, from drinking water to shampoos to sports drinks to sunscreen to grocery store receipts, and great suggestions to minimize exposure when you listen to a show. Number 2 is to eliminate all non-fermented soy products. That is the worst offender. And amazingly, according to the article, 75% of all packaged foods contain some form of soy protein, labeled in a variety of clever ways. Autolyzed yeast calcium caseinate, natural and artificial flavors, quote unquote, hydrolyzed plant protein, hydrolyzed soy protein, etc. You might have seen some of these terms on a crappy piece of food that you were looking at, but of course didn't buy. Okay, number three is this holistic remedy of making a castor oil pack and applying it to your abdomen. The castor oil is absorbed into the gut-associated lymphoid tissue. And boy, oh boy, these systems work together with the liver to encourage the elimination of toxins from the body. A castor oil pack, assisting the lymphatic tissue in detoxing more efficiently. Wow. Number four, a little more straightforward, is sauna therapy. Dun-da-da-dum. I am a huge fan, and I was told by my expert consultants at Nourish Balance Thrive that sauna is a great way to detox after I got some blood results that showed that I had plastic residue and rubber residue in my bloodstream. One theory was that this stuff got in there from growing up and breathing the dirty air of Los Angeles decades ago and, you know, still present in the body. But if you take a really hot temperature, high sweaty sauna, so that's a dry sauna as opposed to the infrared, which doesn't cause that sweating, which is the main way that saunas allow detoxification. Nourish Balance Thrive guys told me to take the sauna, get all sweaty, and immediately get under the shower and scrub my skin with Castile soap as a detox strategy. Some cool tidbits about sauna from the article. It dates back to ancient Rome. It was mostly used for cleansing and pleasure, but physicians did prescribe various forms of available heat for hygiene and also for illness. The Finns have understood the healing power of sauna as early as the year 1112. Of course, the Native Americans have been using sweat lodges for a long time, for thousands of years, for medicinal purposes, healing purposes. When the body's in a state of chronic sympathetic dominance and high-stress modern life, our detoxification processes slow down or in some cases come to a halt. Your organs receive a signal that they're in a constant state of fight or flight. So when you get into that sauna, you get an immediate parasympathetic stimulation. Oh, that's the best part. The easy shift into parasympathetic, no matter what you've been doing before you walked in there. So what I do with my almost heaven home backyard sauna is I heat it up on a double cycle to get it all the way up over 200 degrees. Usually a sauna temperature that you might be familiar with in a spa or health club is around 170. So I'm jacking it up a little bit, just like Laird Hamilton recommends. And once it's super, super hot, I'll go in there and I'll immediately do 40 squats and 40 push-ups so I can accelerate the process of sweating profusely. So as soon as I'm done with that nice gnarly set, I lay back on the bench and it feels like I'm immediately in a dreamlike state. It's absolutely fantastic. Nothing compares to it when you're getting into these unique environments, the steam room, the sauna, and even the cold tub in different way. So sauna is a great detox strategy. They have some other herbs and botanicals that they're recommending for detoxing from excess estrogen. I won't get into detail, but they name them as rosmarinus, testinex, and beet kvass. I guess that's an extract from a beet, and giving all kinds of benefits touted for taking this liver tonic beet kvass, which also helps with thyroid, also helps with preconception women, helps with kidney stones. Wow, never even heard of it. So cool. Beet kvass, K-V-A-A-S. Number seven on this list is to consider your water source. No discussion about estrogenics or estrogen overload is complete without considering your source of water. Unfortunately, most drinking water in the major U.S. cities is tainted by EE2. That's from the estrogenic birth control being peed into our water systems. Gross. Also, the water supply has been found to contain parabens, phthalates, atrazine, that's the herbicide, BPA that's found in the plastic bottles, and other estrogenics. Water treatment plants do a fine job of killing most viruses and bacteria, but fail to remove estrogenics. So what's the solution? Get rid of those plastic bottles, of course, and then invest in a high-quality water purification system. So you're getting glass bottles, maybe a little expensive if you're buying that spring water, which is so healthy, though. So healthy that Ben Greenfield listed drinking a high-quality spring water on his top 10 list of recent top 10 list of things you can do to improve your health. So that's pretty big time. They recommend some good water purification systems, such as the Big Berkey, and I have one of those myself. It's a nice steel chamber that fits on the countertop and has both charcoal and the fluoride filtration inside. You change it every 500 gallons or something, and it's pretty affordable to have super good water, or you can get the permanently installed reverse osmosis systems and all the other options in that category. But yeah, thinking about it, you know, when you hear that the water is safe, for example, Los Angeles and New York City are highly ranked as having the quote unquote safest water of any place in America. And that's because they blast the shit out of it with chlorine and super harsh chemicals to make absolutely sure that they're not sneaking in any pathogens. But of course, you're drinking all the other stuff. They're also wanting you on the list, item number 8, is to be absolutely sure that you source pasture-raised organic chicken, because most of the eggs for sale and the chickens have a great deal of hormones. Estrogenic exposure is common. Same with dairy and beef. Finding pasture-raised or 100% grass-fed meat is absolutely essential, especially for young children, preconception couples, and prenatal mamas. So get those clean, naturally raised cows. Know that mass-produced feedlot corn-fed animals are extremely estrogenic, and they suffer with poor health due to the presence of microestrogens, atrazine, the weed killer that's estrogenic, the recombinant bovine growth hormone that you've heard so much about. Here's a shocking fact. The average dairy cow that is feedlot fed has a lifespan of about 2 to 3 years. A dairy cow on a pasture lives 12 to 15 years. All right, getting rid of that nasty meat. And a quick recap. Mitigate your exposure to environmental estrogens by eliminating all plastics touching your food and drink, avoiding the high estrogenic foods of soy, corn, and flax, and using all natural skin and personal care and home cleaners. Protect yourself against EMF by taking those measures, especially at nighttime, to get away from your personal device and get off Wi-Fi. Protect yourself against excess indoor blue light with mellow light sources instead of the bright stuff. Get yourself a houseplant and consider a HEPA filter / deionizer to remove the particulates as well as energize the air. Thank you for listening to MOFO Mission Number 8. Protect yourself. Thank you for listening to the show. We would love your feedback at getoveryourselfpodcast@gmail.com. And we would also love if you could leave a rating and a review on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. I know it's a hassle. You have to go to desktop iTunes, click on the tab that says ratings and reviews, and then click to rate the show anywhere from 5 to 5 stars. And it really helps spread the word so more people can find the show and get over themselves, because they need to. Thanks for doing it.